Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Sha'arei. We are coming out of Tu B'Shvat, of course, so that means it is the 16th of Shvat, which means after Tu B'Shvat, we're very quickly moving into Adar.
Purim.
I was just going to say Purim. We are learning Lilui Nishmas, as well as the Zeicha Nishmas, Miriam Frel, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Alaha HaShalam, and Hashem Meshad HaBenali in the Merit of our Torah, continuous efforts. Every time I think to myself, Michal, where's Hashem? So it's a supposed for her neshama, really and truly. And I try during the day, not every half hour, I'm not there yet, but sometimes 2 hours will pass. I'm like, Michal, you didn't think about it. Where's Hashem? You're right here with me. It's really be a supposed for continuously for her neshama. And we are on page 94 of the second Sefer. Hey, did I want to say something else? I don't remember. Welcome. Okay. Okay, so we're talking about loneliness, and there is a purpose to loneliness, and the purpose to loneliness is really realizing, and we learned it last week, that we are alone with Hashem. We saw Rav Soloveitchik last week, who says that Shabbos is a day when Hashem does not tolerate any competition. You're alone, and you're alone with Ribbono Shel Olam. Even though you're with other people, it's just you with Hashem. This week's parasha is actually parasha Yisro, and we spoke about it a few weeks ago, that there's only two times it says in the Torah it's not good for man to be alone. We discussed a few weeks ago, so we're not going to go into it in depth. Again, one time is this week's parasha. Yisro comes, and he says, what you're doing is not good. Lo tov, naval, tibal, gamata, gam ha'am. You're standing all day, the people are standing all day. And we said that, I don't know if we said it last time, alone is physically alone, and lonely is a metaphysical state. So you could be surrounded by people and lonely, you would not be alone. And I do not believe that we clarified that. That was my error, I should have clarified that. It's two different conditions. Alone is literally, I'm all alone, so nobody here is all alone. And lonely is you could be surrounded by people and still feel very much alone. Okay, so we're trying to define here in our learning the purpose of loneliness, the purpose to feeling alone. So we're on the bottom of page 49, please. No, 94. Okay, let's go back one paragraph. If you merely allow feelings of loneliness to dissipate or try to dispel them by getting together with other people without considering why you feel lonely, we spoke a lot about social networking and how that defeats the entire purpose. Okay, you know, it's so interesting. Someone said in yesterday's class, I didn't even get through one sentence, but someone pointed out in yesterday's class, not related to this learning, but did you have time to listen yet to this year?
Yes, the whole thing, twice.
That we, you would think that we, talking about social networking and gaming, and you would think at least the Wii machine is, or whatever it's called, I must sound like a total idiot when I say it like that, but the gaming system, Wii, includes other people. But really, she pointed out, Esther Goldman said, how do you spell Wii?
W-I-I.
It's all about me alone. So you would think that you're trying to branch out and include other people. And here you have this essence where people are just lonely and you try and dissipate the loneliness by connecting to other people, but somehow it does not fill a void at all. You'll miss the entire point of being placed in that state. Hashem is giving you a gift. And a gift is a matana, natan, it relates to this week's parashas, man matan toresenu, that's what we call Shavuos. Why is the root word for matana, present, and linatain? And you were telling, latet lach mashu, hu notain lach mashu. Why is notain the same root word as matana? Whenever you give something to somebody, you're really giving a gift. It could be a monetary gift, it could be a bottle of water, it could be the gift of time, it could be the gift of emotion, it could be the gift of a listening ear. It's a matana. Notain, to give somebody something. Hashem gives us the greatest gift with Torah. Hashem gives us a gift in essence, a sometimes painful gift, but it's a gift of loneliness. And it seems to be an oxymoron, but somehow it's not. No, the reason you feel lonely is you don't feel me, says Hashem. If you would truly feel the Ribbono Shel Olam in your life, you would feel the presence of God in his life, you will never again feel lonely. And we ended last time with the story of Count Potocki. Count Potocki, remember, in, who was executed, talking about Shavuos in Zman Matan Torasenu on the second day of Shavuos in the cathedral square because he refused to renounce Judaism. Every taint of loneliness must be used to instill in the soul a greater recognition that the purpose of it all is to feel the Creator. He will fill the emptiness. Hamakom, the place of the world, will fill the place of loneliness. Even if you do decide to
ameliorate.
What does it mean?
To fix.
Even if you decide to do away with, to ameliorate. ameliorate the loneliness in other ways, to negate the loneliness, to fill the loneliness, to get rid of the loneliness in other ways, you must first stop and say, Hashem, I know why you gave me the loneliness. I even know the real way to fill the emptiness of the loneliness I feel. It's such a human condition, loneliness. And here, what the Mechaber, the author, is doing is taking this feeling of loneliness and giving it a totally different perspective from how we ever look at it. We always look at it as a very negative, I think. We look at it as a very negative and undesirable state of being. And yet we're trying to see a positive spin. Someone who's in Cherem is lonely. The Mesaper Lashon Hara, the Mitzora. He has to sit all alone. There is much negativity to loneliness, and then on the other hand, there is much positivity and much strength to loneliness. And perhaps loneliness also causes us to do some introspection. When you're all alone and you're not surrounded by the shtus of this world and the distractions of this world and the emptiness of this world, and perhaps it gives us time to look into ourselves. I know why you gave me loneliness. I know the real way to fill the emptiness of the loneliness I feel. Loneliness is a gift, so I will use it to connect to you. Now, we do have to clarify that if it becomes excessive, okay, we're not talking about people who, Rahman al-Islam, are mentally ill. Nothing in the Sefer is addressing people who have true mentally ill conditions. That is not this case. If a person, Rahman al-Islam, becomes so lonely to the point where they never interact with someone else and never want to leave the room and never want to have association with somebody else, that's a different situation. We're talking about a person who is healthy mentally, and who can deal with their loneliness and channel it into positivity. Understand? Not to the point of excess where they never want to be with someone else. I know the real way to fill the emptiness of the loneliness I feel. It's a gift. I will use it to connect you. But Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World, I'm not on the level. Please help me so my soul will not feel lonely. And if a moment of loneliness comes, I will find companionship through you. So I've been quoting a lot from this book by Risa Rotman. Did anyone by any chance read it yet? No? So I'm going to recommend it again. I highly recommend it. I've spoken about it here, no?
Yeah.
I've been quoting from it. Yeah. So for those who are not here yet, Risa Rotman's husband, Rab Chaim / Howie Rotman, they were Olim from Canada many years prior, and her husband was the last of the Harnof Kedoshim to die of his wounds almost 1 year after the attack. He was in a state of a comatose state for almost 1 year. So she started to speak. She says, somewhere in the post-Pesach haze, I entered a new subchapter in my journey. The woman of Har Nof told a Tilim rally on Chaim's behalf. So the attack was in Cheshvan, and this is Pesach time. They wanted to hold a Tehillim rally. The mother of this young man spoke beautifully, so a certain mother spoke. Okay, now it's her turn to speak. I stood on the spacious open balcony, an inky black night, twinkling stars above me, close to 200 women watching me in the fluorescent light. I had given a lot of thought to the topic, and listen to what she speaks about. Amuna and Bitachon, which is what we always speak about, so I'm going to tell you her definitions, but she adds in a third category, along with Amuna and Bitachon, which is Tikva. What's Tikva?
Hope.
I had given a lot of thought about the topics of Amuna, Bitachon, and Tikva, hope. I looked at the Rambam's 13 principles of faith. We spoke about the 14th, the 13 articles of Amuna. And the first principle, we say Hashem creates and guides. He alone made, makes, and will make everything. Levado, osa, v'yasa, v'osa, l'chol masim, l'chol bruim. Translating this to my own life situation. And here's a person who you could certainly say, not necessarily is alone, Shekinah her has children and grandchildren and neighbors and friends, but who may, we think, might feel a sense of lonely, because we said alone is not the same as lonely. But she says, translating this to my own life situation, it means, and this is the lens of which she views the world, the entire terror attack was completely from Hashem. So understanding that the situation I'm now, even if there is some feeling of loneliness in a different place, she says, I didn't understand anything, including being married and not even having a husband for the year that he was in a coma. And nevertheless, she says, the entire terror attack was completely from Hashem, including who was saved, who was injured, and who was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem. I thank the women and all of Klal Yisrael for caring about our plight. This is when she was speaking a few months post-attack, when Chaim was still alive and they were davening for his refuah shelema. I pointed out to them, Chaim could have been in the very same physical condition for many other reasons, right? Sometimes people fall into a dangerous physical matzav, sick situation, not for reasons like a terror attack, chas v'sham. And nobody outside of my close circle would have even known about us. For some reason, for reasons we couldn't know, Hashgacha made it clear that the entire Jewish world knew about not only the attack, but about my husband. I made mention of the small kindness that accompanies Ellie's Patira. So she remember I told you, did I say it here, that they had a son a few years before the terror attack. Their teenage son, Ellie, was somehow in a biking accident, fell off the bike down a cliff. So what she's trying to point, I think, there's many ways to interpret what she's saying, but she's looking for the kindness, and she's looking for the grace of God, and she's looking for the closeness of Hashem in a time period where somebody might feel the most lonely they ever felt in their entire, we should never know. Nobody in Klal Yisrael should ever know. And in a situation where you could feel the most oppressive loneliness, not aloneness. She talks about how everyone kept bringing food. There more and more and more food. She didn't even need all the food. There's nothing to do with all the food, but people want to give. So you're not necessarily alone, but Rahman al-Hassan, you could be so lonely. But if you see Yad Hashem, that's really what the Chaver says, if you allow the makom, the place of God, to take the place of the loneliness, you don't feel alone. So she says, I made mention to the girls, the women, of the small kindness that accompanied Ellie's patira, Ellie's death. They miraculously found his body in the pitch dark in the middle of the night. In just a few hours, his body was found. Everything was orchestrated by Hashem. And now she says, ready, she's going to define emuna, bitachon, and tikva. Emuna means believing it's all from Hashem. It's this week's parasha. Anoch Hashem el kecha, shesicha mirin tzitzayim, bibes av adem, leads into lo yelecha adar mecheirim apadai. The belief in one God. You know, Rabbi Shmuel Golden pointed out, I read a number of years ago, that we tend to translate, not we tend to, everyone translates the Aseret HaDibros as the Ten Commandments, and that is not correct. Dibros is a statement or a declaration. It's not Aseret HaMitzvos. That would be Ten Commandments, if you have to translate out of Lashon HaKodesh. It's Aseret HaDibros. It's a declaration. The first statement or utterance is a declaration. Anochi, I am Hashem your God. And it is the mitzvah, it translates, that declaration translates into the mitzvah of Amunah. It's the mitzvah to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the Ein Sof, in the non-ending, in the all-knowing. Amunah is believing it's all from Hashem. What's bitachon? We usually translate Amunah as faith and bitachon as trust. Yes? Oh. Amunah means it's all from Hashem. Bitachon is how we carry on in our lives. Isn't that interesting? I think it's a very unique definition. Amunah believes that everything that I am in is from God. Bitachon is how I carry on in my life. For me, this is what Rizur Amin writes, for me. Are you looking for us or something else?
I just have a question, I'm sorry. Is this 50 Central Avenue across the street? A lady lost her mother.
Who are you looking for?
You know what she's saying?
Sorry.
What's she looking for?
No, is it in Far Rockaway?
50. She's looking for an address.
What area?
Oh, an address.
Far Rockaway is that way.
I was just going to say Google Maps.
Right. 50 Central Avenue. So Far Rockaway
goes across. Central Avenue, it goes from Far Rockaway to Cedar Hurst to Woodview. So it depends what area it's in.
No, she's checking for you.
What?
She's looking.
She's looking it up for you. One second.
Broadway Lawrence.
What? Kristen Augustine.
Broadway Lawrence.
What did you say?
Chesed Opportunity.
That's right. Rav Pam Zatzal says, Rav Pam Zatzal teaches.
I don't know.
131, I think.
Rav Pam teaches that when you do chesed for someone else,
No, it's here.
50?
I feel bad. Okay, let's go, ladies. Rav Pam Zatzal teaches, when you do chesed for somebody else, you think you're helping them. Really, says Rav Pam, you're changing your own destiny. And he says, look at Rachel Imenu. By Teva, she was not able to have children. Elokim, it refers to the Midah of Elokim. Hatachas Elokim Anochi, Mena Mimech Pribetin, says Yaakov Avinu. Am I instead of justice, instead of din? By Alpi Teva, she was not able to have children. By Yizkor Elokim at Rachel. As she says there, what did he remember? What did the Ribbono Shel Olam remember? Shamasro Simana Lacho says, Rav Pam says, this teaches us that when you help somebody else, forget what you do for them. Helping yourself. You're changing your own destiny. As Chazal say, when you think someone comes in and you're doing them a favor, you're really not doing them a favor. They're doing you a favor. They're allowing you an opportunity. So if that's how we always view the midah of helping another Jew, then we will always run to help another Jew. Let's go back. Emunah means believing it's all from Hashem. Bitachon is how we carry on our lives, carry on in our lives. Why do you think that's the definition of bitachon? Perhaps because if you trust Hashem that everything is right exactly the way it's supposed to be, then I will carry on in the regal fashion that is expected of a Bas Yisrael, of a Ben Yisrael, of a Ben Torah. If I trust that Hashem knows what He's doing, because we believe that Hashem knows what He's doing, and if I trust in that, then I will carry on the way that God expects me to carry on. Kosomer lebeis Yaakov esagad b'nei Yisrael elu anashim tagidahem b'lashon raka. Beginning of our parsha, then I will carry on the way Bas Yisrael or Ben Torah or a Jewish man or a Jewish woman is supposed to. It can only happen if you trust that everything's from God. So Risa Raman says, Bitachon is how we carry on in our lives. For me, that included a little extra black humor, dressing up nicely for the hospital. You know, Miriam Peretz writes the same thing. Miriam Peretz says, she gets up in the morning, she gets dressed. Miriam says, I make a choice every day on how to live my life. And Risa Raman is defining that as her bitachon. Now, I'm sure that there are different definitions of bitachon, but this is a practical application of bitachon. If you really trust that God knows what He's doing, then I'm going to pull myself together, because what does God expect of me? This is my tafkid. It might be hard. I might not like it. It might be painful in the moment. Yosef Atzadik was always crying. He didn't love his tafkid, but he did what God wanted. Arisa says that for her, Ms. Raman says that for her is bitachon. A little extra black humor, dressing up nicely for the hospital, trying to give the kids as stable a home as possible. Someone's went to Rav Palm and Haman's went to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and he said, and she said, a woman who was recently widowed, young, went to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and she said, what should she do for her husband's neshama? Should she establish a gemach, Kmedes Chesed Fund, free loan society, a tzedakah, dedicated day in yeshiva? So Rav Shlomo Zalman told her, you should take your children to the why can't I talk? You should take your children to the toy store and the park and make them smile. That will be the biggest neshama aliyah for your husband, aliyah neshama for your husband. And she says, Risa writes, she tries to give the kids as stable a home as possible. And what about tikva? So amuna is believing itself from Hashem. Anochi. There's no room for my anochi. There's only room for God's anochi. There's one anochi, it's not me. We live in Nebuch, a we generation, where even the we, Esther Gumman Brilliant, points out, we is W-I-I. There's no room for anything besides for my I. We have to take out our I to let in the Anochi. It's all from Hashem. What is bitachon? The practical expression, the way I understand this, of Amuna. If I believe and trust that everything's from God, then I carry on the way He wants me to. I dress up nicely. I give the kids a stable. I'm a little extra black humor. Tikva? What's tikva? Hope? Tikva means Hashem can do it all. There is no limit to Hashem's ability to cure Chaim. Again, this was like Pesach, post-Pesach. This is obviously before he was Nifter. It doesn't mean I'm forced to believe in the good fairy. And it doesn't mean I'm forced to believe in happily ever after endings. It means we believe Hashem can do it if that's His ratzon. If it's His ratzon that my husband, she writes, should have a refuah shleima, then Hashem could do it. As impossible as it seems. Now, if it's not Hashem's ratzon, which in this case, why, we don't understand why, it was not God's ratzon, so there was no refuah shleima. So he was nifter on 11th Cheshvan, almost a year after the attack. But that doesn't negate tikva. The tikva is not a denial of reality. The tikva is Hashem can do even the most impossible. But only if I have a munah, I absolutely believe in God, and I have bitachon, I have a practical expression of that bitachon, it leads to tikva. The Ribbono Shel Olam can do anything he wants, if He wants it. Yes?
When you think about you ask Daven for something, and Hashem doesn't give it to you, and you say, Hashem didn't answer my tefillos, He answered them. He didn't say yes.
I just didn't say yes. In that situation, it wasn't His ratzon. There's a difference. It doesn't mean He can't do it. It means He decided, for whatever reason we can't understand, this isn't right for me. Oh, I have a different opinion. Too bad. There's His anochi. It's not my anochi. But that's what she writes. Hashem can do anything if that's His will. As a human beings, one more paragraph by Risa Raman, Hashem gave us the ability to choose. Indeed, a key element in most nisyonos is the aspect of choosing. That, I think, relates to her inyan of bitachon, choosing to get dressed. Miriam Peretz writes the same thing. Choosing to go out. Choosing to live a successful, productive, stable, she writes, stable life. But if I totally believe the attack was from Hashem, where's the choice element? So she says, what's my choice? This is all from Hashem. I don't have Bechira here. Then she says, over time I realized for me, the choice was not about acceptance. Again, this is her personal journey. It was about not becoming bitter. At first I coasted on the outpouring of care by the entire Jewish world. It became harder. And my voda was to daven. And I think we can all relate to this, whatever your personal nisayon or nisyonos, halvai should just be in the singular. And whatever, whether it's the past or whether it's current or whether it's short term or whether it's ongoing, I think that this is something we can all relate to and speaks to me very strongly. Her avoda was to daven. And what did she ask Hashem for? Please don't let me be bitter. No matter where this story takes me, no matter where I end up with this situation, please, Hashem, do not let me be bitter, no matter where I end up. And that, she says, is her avoda. And that's, I think, very powerful. That's something we can all relate to. So when we feel the sense of loneliness, it should be used to instill within us not a sense of desperation, but a sense of hope. Let Hashem fill the loneliness that we feel. Again, not the aloneness necessarily, but even if you're surrounded by people, you could be in a matzav and feel very, very isolated. But if we let Hashem fill the isolation, I could be in my home and feel isolated, I could be at a simcha and feel isolated, I could be at work and feel isolated. There are many situations. If Hashem fills that place, makom, I don't feel isolation. You know, I'll just tell you an interesting vignette that someone shared with me. It was beautiful, very inspiring. Judy Silverman, you know, Judy Silverman, right? So she was out of town last week. There was a speech pathology conference, and there was a meeting on Shabbos. She said she absolutely could not miss it, but it was Shabbos. And she had to go, and she said, while she's walking there, she's reminding herself, it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos, it's Shabbos. And she said she almost took the microphone. She said, no, no, it's Shabbos. And that's a sense where you might feel surrounded by people, but you could feel lonely in such a situation. But if you realize that you're Shabbos, and in Shabbos you're with Hashem, and with Hashem you're alone with Hashem, no matter who else is around you, then there is no sense of loneliness because you're always with the Ribono Shel Olam. And she actually shared with me a very beautiful email, which I'm not going to... thoughts, a person, a woman who was also at the conference who's not religious. What an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem she made. The woman emailed, your tenacity and your strength and your courage and your dedication and your devotion, how inspiring it was to see someone. So what's she really saying? Hashem's with me all the time. It doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter who else is here, here or not here. I'm always with Ribbono Shel Olam. Please help me so my soul will not feel lonely. What did Risa say? I'm in the paragraph one on the top of page 95. Please help me so my soul will not feel lonely. Please help me, said Risa. I shouldn't be bitter. Loneliness leads to bitterness. I think that's not always, but very often a given or a end result. Someone who feels loneliness may become bitter. In a moment of loneliness, if it comes, please let me find companionship through you. It's a very high level. You know, we worked so long on Amuna, and this is the next stage. And it's a very high level. And we all go through times when we feel that sense of aloneness. We all go through times when we feel that sense of loneliness. And there's Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Rishon, we quoted last week, Ani Achron, the Vilna Gaon, said to the Graf, the Geret Tzadak, in the next world, you have the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is the first and he is the last. Nechamtani, Nechamtani, said the Graf. Elaborate in this fashion according... Any questions or comments? Okay. Elaborate in this, yes.
I don't know, maybe, I don't know. So, someone once told me that in the next world, a person is alone. There's no one else with him except for Hashem.
Except for Hashem.
Yeah, so maybe that's what a person should think of when they're alone, when they feel alone.
That what?
That ultimately, they're really, they can't...
Ultimately, it's you and Hashem.
Yeah, ultimately, that's really what it is.
Yeah. Because that's really the only constant in a person's life.
Very humbling.
Ribbono Shel Olam.
Very humbling.
Very humbling. It is very humbling. Why are you saying that? To know that the Ein Sof, the infinite God, who brings us comes down to my level, midas tzimtzum, contraction, that he's willing to be with little old me. Who am I? Afar ve'efer, Moshe Rabbeinu says, v'nachnu ma, two times. What are we? Kisalinu aleinu, we're nothing. And yeah, you're right. It's very nice that the Ribbono Shel Olam, who is the Ein Sof, there's no end. He's HaYehovah V'yeh. He's past, present, future. So in the beginning of time to the very end of time, he's willing to contract. Midas Tzimtzum is called. To come down to me? You're right. Me? To fill my place? To fill my loneliness? A little speck in the cosmos? Since creation, billions and billions and billions of people, man is here today and gone tomorrow. And God's coming to me. Very nice. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, shehakol nehi abedvaro. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Elaborate in this fashion according to your ability, and only after that make contact with others while sustaining the recognition you are not yet on the proper level. How will you know you've reached the proper level? When you reach the state in which you never feel lonely. You know, Rabbi Yashuv Zecher Tzadik Levracha, they said he sat before he was famous in the Gadol Dor and everybody knew about it. He just sat and he learned. He just sat in the base medrash by himself. People would walk by outside and they would think he was having a conversation with somebody. He wasn't talking to anybody. He was talking and learning. And he was just sitting and talking and talking. Who was he really talking to? Himself and Hashem. When you learn with Hashem, he becomes your chavrusa. When you learn Torah, Hashem is your chavrusa. Welcome.
So, they made a beautiful video about the life of Rebbe Yashuv. It's really remarkable. It's very inspiring. You can watch it.
So it mentions it there? So it's in the video? So it's in the video?
You see him learning. It's there, and he's saying when he learns.
Right, so they said that sometimes people would come for meetings, so they would stand outside the base medrash. Let's say they need to talk to the Rav, so they would wait, excuse me, for him to finish because they thought he was in the middle of a meeting. Meanwhile, he would just go on and on. He wasn't in the middle of a meeting, but he was. He was with who? Hashem. So if you really, Talmud's such a high madriga. We are talking about such a high madriga. I don't think anyone here, I don't know, I shouldn't say that. It's a journey of years to come to the point where loneliness will be seen as an absolutely positive element, where Hashem will always fill that void. I think we have a need to connect with other human beings. But ultimately, we do. However, ultimately, the only constant in life, don't trust in princes, in man. There's no salvation. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, here today, gone tomorrow. The only constant is Ribono Sha'olam. When you reach the state in which you never feel lonely, you will know you have attained the proper awareness of the Creator. Someone who, like a God Odar of Yashuv Zechat Tzadik Levracha, who sat the whole day, him and God. As long as you are seized by pangs of loneliness, even if rarely, you have not fully acquired this level. Again, we have to know on our level. I'm a human being, and I'm not a Gadol. I'm just a person. I'm just telling you the metzias of my reality. I'm still going to feel lonely. And I still believe that I will want sometimes human beings to help me through that loneliness. But keeping in mind, everything like Risa says is from Hashem. Remember, Amuna, it's all from Hashem. Bitachon, how you carry on your life. How does that, Bitachon, if you trust Hashem and you carry on the way He wants you to carry on. And Tikva, if it's His Ratzon, anything could happen. As a if, I don't know His Ratzon. It might not be possible to perfectly acquire such a level, but you must acquire to the extent possible. It takes years. Let me see something. It takes years. Oh, I think we're going to finish a chapter. It takes years. I said I think, by the way. It takes years to attain this awareness. It took me years to come to realization that I have to say, where is Hashem? I do it now. Do you do it now? Did anyone else do this with me? Yeah, me too. You do for sure, no?
I think so. I don't know what you're saying. I'm so deaf for a minute. I'm sorry.
You don't know what I'm saying?
I thought we were going to finish a chapter, so I lost track. Sorry.
That we got now, it took me a long time to come to realization that it's not enough to daven and to make my brachos and to be a Jew and to follow the motions. I have to say, where's Hashem? I try a few times a day to stop. Hashem, where are you? You're right here with me. So the next thing is it takes years to attain the awareness that loneliness can be positive. It is not that you will toil for years without feeling a thing. When one strives, there are degrees of advancement. That's for sure too. We've said it before. You can't, lose 100 pounds before you lose 5 pounds. Of course, when one strives, there are degrees of advancement, but you must yearn for the state of, behold, hein am levadad yishkan, there are people that dwells alone, with the level of vayivater Yaakov avado, so that's two elements of loneliness. On one hand, Knesset Yisrael is lonely, and on the other hand, The individual is lonely. The people as a whole are lonely, and the individual is lonely. As mentioned, this is the secret of bonding with Hashem, because Hashem is also, we quoted it last time, v'niskav Hashem levado. Hashem too is lonely and will be alone. May Hashem help us each to identify the source of loneliness, to recognize that it's a gift, it's a matana. Every emotion Hashem gives us is a gift. It's how we utilize it. I think maybe that's what Risa Rahman is saying. It's how I utilize, how I channel my emotions. Even the last of the Sarasah Dibra, Lo Tachmon, it's an emotion. What kind of Dibra is that? You're telling me how to feel. Yes, the Torah is telling me even how to feel. Lo Tachmon, it's Eishas Re'echa, Space Re'echa, V'kol Asher Re'echa, Avadoch, Amarosh, Aroh, his animals, his wife, his house, his wealth, his flocks, don't covet. How could you tell me, God, not to covet? You could tell me not to kill. You could tell me not to do adultery. You could tell me not to bear false witness against my friend. You could tell me to keep the Shabbos. You could tell me to honor my father and mother. You could tell me not to worship of others. How can you tell me what to feel? So Taka, the Torah tells you that you can't. If you come to covet, you will come to steal. If you come to steal, you might come to kill. Because a negative emotion can lead to a negative action. It's true, isn't that true? Think about it. If you're in a bad mood, that's a negative emotion. It might come to lead to a negative action. You might scream at somebody. You might be impatient with someone. You might be curt or rude. In other words, a negative emotion leads to a negative action. So even that, the Torah says, I demand your feelings, the Ribbono Shel Olam says. So we have to try to see the positivity in times of loneliness, sometimes. But we already said, for those who came in late, we're not talking about Rahmana Latzlan, a severe state of loneliness, or someone who's mentally ill, or someone who can't get themselves out of a severe lonely depression. That's not what we're talking about. Until we are out privileged to cleave to him and arrive soon at the complete fulfillment of Vinisk of Hashem, Levado Bayamu. On that day, God will be exalted. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So with that, I want to share from this book, Living Amunah, by Rabbi David Ashir. Any other questions or comments? Yeah.
I know I came late, so I might be missing some thoughts, but when we talk about that, when a person ultimately understands that it's only Hashem and they're alone, Hashem is the only one to rely on, I think that we learn that also from one Leia.
From who?
Leia Imenu.
Leia?
That she finally realized, I think you taught us that, she finally realized that she was kept relying and hoping that Yaakov would give her the love that she craved, and ultimately she realized it was just, you know, it was just her and God. That was it. Like,
maybe that's why she names her third son. That leads to a very nice insight. Reuven, Ra Hashem Be'ani, I think. Shimon is Kisham Hashem Kisnu Anochi. And by the third one, it's Ata Pam Yilava Ishi Eli. Now my husband will accompany me. But Hashem is also called the Ish. Hashem is Ish Mechama Hashem Shmo. It's in Az Yashir. And Ish Mechama Hashem Shmo. And by the Sota, it says that the woman who was suspected of being unfaithful to her husband in Parshas Naso, it says she committed a trespass against her Ish two times. I don't remember the exact question right now. She committed a trespass against the Ish, but it says Ish two times. So Rashi says, why did she commit a trespass against two? But she committed a trespass against her husband. So Rashi says, once against her husband, once against the Ish Mechama. Who's the Ish Mechama? The Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rashi's the one who tells us Hashem is known as the Ish. Right, the Sota, he quotes Az Yashir, says Hashem is the Ish. So now we could apply that to Leah. And maybe that's why she said, Ata Pam Yilava Ishi Alai. Who maybe is she speaking about? Hashem. Okay, my husband is not coming to me. I want him to come to me, but he doesn't see me as the Keres HaBayis. Rashi tells us multiple times, the Bereishis Rachel is the Keres HaBayis. So maybe she's saying something else. Now she's not longing for Yaakov anymore. She's longing for Hashem to fill the void of loneliness. Ata pa milav yishi alai. And the amazing thing about it is that's Levi. And what's Levi's tafkid as a people? To be alone with Hashem, so to speak. To be the facilitator between the people and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what Levi is. Levim and Kohanim. They serve in the Mishkan. Mishkan, Shechina, Mikdash, the place where you bring Karban, Karav, you come close to God. So she infused into that child a desire to cleave to God, not to cleave to fellow human beings. Hashem Ish Mechama, Hashem Shmo. Who's the Ish, says Rashi? The Ish is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So maybe at that point, very nice, she realized Yaakov's not coming. I'm hated, or whatever you want to translate, snua, whatever. He heard my affliction, but he's not coming. So now it's me and Hashem. And that koach goes to Levi and it expresses itself so beautifully. Anything else?
I was also going to say that Chana also, that was when she, you know, her tefillah was answered, was when she realized that it was, there's no one else to rely on. She thought Elkanah would also intercede on her behalf. And when he said that aren't I better than 10 children, she realized that was it.
Sorry, sweetie.
Sorry. I'm good.
So you mentioned Leah. We went into Atzah Pamela Ve'ishi Elai and helping us understand in this context. Now you mentioned Chana. So I'm going to say the same. And what did she do with her son? She dedicated him to Hashem. And now I'm going to add in one more. Rachel also. Because Rachel, she says to Yaakov, Havali banivim ayin mesa anochi, give me children, if not, I'm dead. So Yaakov becomes very angry at her. And Yaakov says, Hatachas alokim anochi, asher minami mech priben. Am I instead of God? I withheld fruit of the womb from you. And she sees she can't trust him. He's not doing anything for her. The Ramban says there. Go look it up. The Ramban said, what happened here? She realized at that moment she can't rely on anyone but Hashem. Yaakov's not helping her. Because he says, I already had children. I'm not like Abba Rashi says. My father, Yitzchak, if his wife didn't have children, Rivka, then Yitzchak was not, he was a kadosh from the Akedah. So Yitzchak's not going to be with another woman. So either his wife's going to have or she's not going to. But Yaakov was saying, I already have children. It's you, Asher Menami Meich Priben. You're the one who doesn't have children. I have children. So what did she realize, says the Ramban? Yaakov's not going to help her. Who has to daven for herself? Who is to turn to Hashem in the moment of loneliness? So once again, look at this. Three biblical, two are the imahos. Chana teaches us all about tefillah. It's funny because I'm trying to work on my kavana. So I'm trying to say the words out loud. Like not to move my lips and say them under my breath. To actually enunciate all the words. So when I come to Shemir Esrei, I have a quandary because but on the other hand, I find it's helping my kavanah. So I'm saying it very quietly. So I'm hoping Hashem's going to, I don't know if the lacha, but I'm trying to work on enunciating the words more clearly to help my kavanah. I'm not screaming, just very, very low voice. But we learn from Chana about tefillah. We learn from Mechal and Leah. They were the imams of the Shiftei Ka. And you see in all of those, we just gave three different examples where they realized, Al tiftuchu bin divim b'ven adam she'ein lo seshua. A human being, ultimately, the only constant is Ribbono Shel Olam. Even on that level, especially on that level. So what do I want to quote from this book? You know what it's called? Look at this chapter. We are not alone. So what a more apropos way than this chapter, this insight, Rabbi David Ashir. We're not done. One of the most difficult aspects, but I just want to comment for the people listening online, we did finish the chapter. Baruch Hashem. One of the most difficult aspects, we're getting there. One of the most difficult aspects of, and you want to get to the Torahs already. One of the most difficult aspects of any hardship is feeling, listen. One of the most difficult aspects of any hardship is feeling we're going through it alone. We often think no one understands what we are experiencing. However, there is a remedy. We would access much comfort and we internalize the fact that we're never alone. Hashem knows exactly what we are, because he put us there. Remember what we saw, said, if everything's from Hashem, then he knows. And of course I'm not alone. You brought up what your statement led to a beautiful ha'ara of Tzimtzum. The infinite God from the beginning of creation is coming down to me to hold my hand. He knows, writes David Ashir, Rabbi David Ashir, how hard it is. He feels it even more than we do. You know, a parent feels more for the child than the child fears for the child. A parent feels, they want to alleviate the pain. David HaMelech said, no matter what he was going through, he was never afraid. Ki ata imadi. Gam ki elich begeitza maves lo ira. Ki ata imadi. Kapito chav kima. Even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear not, for you are with me. That's what Risa Rahman expressed, I think. That's what Miriam Peretz expresses, I think. This is true in general, not only with our difficulties. Sometimes we're overwhelmed. We aren't sure how we're going to be able to accomplish our goals. That's also true. It's interesting. So he's adding something else. It doesn't have to be the worst matzah where you feel absolutely alone and lonely. Sometimes you're just overwhelmed in the moment. I can't finish everything. How am I going to cook for Shabbos? How am I going to get all the work done? How am I going to finish all the laundry? How's it all going to happen? How am I going to accomplish? 2 weeks ago, I thought, like, okay, you have to go. 2 weeks ago, I thought, How am I going to manage with Shabbos? Here, too, the realization that Hashem is available to help should be immensely soothing. So have a very safe Matzliach trip. Nesi'at Tova. Please daven for us. Please daven for me. Have an amazing trip. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, thank you for joining us. Safe travels. When Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, who am I to go to Pharaoh? Mia Enoch Isha Ki Elech Al Pharaoh. By the way, it's so interesting. What did Moshe say there? Me? Anochi. What was he saying? Hashem, I am. There's no me. There's no Anochi of me. You're the Anochi. So how could you send me to Paro? Hashem did not respond by saying, by having the capabilities. Or Hashem did not say, I know you'll do a great job. Hashem said, Ki eheya imach. What did Hashem say? I'll be with you. And if Hashem's with you, He can do it. The Chozev Lubin explained, Hashem was saying, it doesn't matter what your capabilities are. I'll be with you every step of the way. This is what a person needs to know to be successful in any matzah. We don't realize how much Hashem is there for us all the time. A man once went to the Rishina Rebbe for a bracha, for help with his problems. When he came out, the Rebbe's son asked him, so what did my father tell you? So the man said, he gave me a bracha. He said, Hashem is going to help. This is great. The boy asked, what's going to happen until Hashem helps? The man said, I don't know. So he went back to the Rebbe and he said, who's going to help me till Hashem helps me? So the Rebbe said, Hashem will help you until Hashem helps you. When we recognize Hashem is there for us, it is the biggest chizuk. Lo ira ral ki ata imadi. Wherever we are, wherever we're going, whatever we are going through, we should always feel at ease knowing Hashem is with us. So I actually have like 3 minutes. So what I really want to end with is this. When I spoke in Chicago the summer before last for the whatever, Kol HaMetzion in Chicago, Women's Yom HaYom, whatever. Anyway, so I stayed for one to hear one speaker before I went to the airport. Okay, it doesn't matter. I was playing with it. Doesn't matter. So whatever. One of the speakers gave this out in her packet. And I loved it. But I'm going to read it to you. Fine, I'll find it after. Mrs. Mimi Fuchs gave this out in her packet. The topic was actually getting to know Hashem. Listen to this story. Sometime, it's adapted from Hugh B. Brown. I don't know, The Quest, whatever. Some time ago, a great actor in the city of New York gave a wonderful applause. What's wrong?
Being bad.
What?
We're being bad, passing notes.
They're talking during
class. Oh. Sorry.
Remember the teacher? Did you ever have the teacher who would take away the notes and read it in front of the whole class?
I had that.
That's
very embarrassing.
It's horrible.
It's awful. I have not forgotten it. No.
It's really scarring. I won't ask you to repeat what you're saying. Some time ago, a great actor in the city of New York gave a wonderful performance in a large theater, at the close of which there were rounds of applause. He was called back on again and again. Finally, someone asked this great actor, would you do for us the 23rd Psalm? Kapitel Chaf Gimel. Why, yes, I know the 23rd Psalm. He recited it as an actor would perfectly, nothing left to be desired as far as the performance was concerned. When he was finished, there was thunderous applause. The actor came to the front of the stage and he said, ladies and gentlemen, there's an old man in the front row who I happen to know. I'm going to ask him without any notice if he will come up and recite the 23rd Psalm. The elderly gentleman was frightened. Trembling, he came to the stage. Fearfully, he looked out over the vast audience. And then, as though he were at home alone, only with one, he closed his eyes, he bowed his head, and he talked to God. Hashem ro'i lo echzar, wasn't it in Hebrew? Benos desha yarbitzeni, almei minuchos yana aleni, he restores my soul. Gam ki erich begeit samavis lo irara ki ata imadi, we sing such al shures, okay? Ach tov v'chesed yurdufuni kol yamei chayei v'shafti v'eis Hashem l'orech yamim. When the old man finished, there was no applause, but there was not a dry eye in the house. The actor came to the front of the stage. He too was wiping his eyes, and he said, ladies and gentlemen, I know the words of the 23rd Psalm. This man knows the shepherd. Wow. So Ezra Hashem, we should be zocha to channel our loneliness. And we shouldn't strive to be lonely people, because I don't think that that's what Hashem wants of us, and I don't think that's positive, but when we find ourselves in moments or in times of loneliness, we have to try and utilize that ultimately to come closer to Hashem and to meet the Shepherd and to realize what a gift it is, that great God, infinite God, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-controlling comes down to my level to fill my void, and it can be very, very empowering. And there's emunah, there's bitachon, and there's tikva. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zochet to a week of building. Any questions or comments?
Well, today, last night, Miriam Holman, who has the Levaya, the father said, I don't remember, that she gave the doctors hope.
When it's Ratzon Hashem, what can we say? We should share the source to all of us, ladies. Thank you all.